Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 18th, Happy Missions Monday. We are continuing on in Luke's Gospel. In fact, we're almost to the end of the Gospel, so we're headed toward the cross. Today we'll read about the plot to kill Jesus, Judas betraying Jesus, and then the Passovers having their meal, the Lord's Supper with the Lord. Then we'll move over to the Psalms. Remember, the Psalms end with praise. So Psalm 146 is a psalm of praise. Luke 22, starting in verse 1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of a crowd. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, he reclined at table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to question one another which of them it could be who was going to do this. In today's passage, we read something that is probably familiar to us because once a month we do the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. And I think that Wayne actually reads part of this passage over us as we prepare to take the bread and the juice. Look back at verse 19. "And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'The cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.'" When we receive the Lord's Supper, we're reminded again and again of the gospel message that Jesus gave of himself so that we could flourish. He gave his body for us and his blood, his lifeblood, so that we could be forgiven and redeemed. Psalm 146 in the ESV has the title, "Put Not Your Trust in Princes." "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widows and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked, he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I noticed in Psalm 146 something that I saw in Psalm 145, that the Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. And so let us bow our hearts before him, remembering that we are humble creatures in need and dependent upon him. Our missionary focus today is on Kelsey and Austin Keim. They work with Living Hope Ministries in Cape Town, South Africa. Some from our student ministry are going to actually go and work with the Keims this summer, so we need to be praying for them. We also want to pray for their ministry where they try to bring hope out of despair and poverty and disease. Kelsey and Austin are from the Birmingham area, and they've been serving with Living Hope since 2019. They work specifically with a program for at-risk boys, and so as we pray, we want to pray that the boys will continue to excel in their schoolwork, that they would be able to help them with life skills and walk alongside them as they deal with the effects of childhood trauma. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for Jesus, who gave of himself so that we could have salvation. Thank you for the body and the blood, which are reminders of your new covenant with us, that we don't have to continually bring sacrifices to the temple. Jesus is the once and for all sin sacrifice for us. The sacrifices that you want are living sacrifices, that we might live in a way that honors you. Help us to do so today, Lord. Help us to have love that is genuine, and help us to be sincere, and help us to be doggedly committed to one another as believers. Lord, I pray, as the psalmist did, that you would lift up those who are bowed low. So, Lord, we recognize our sinfulness. We recognize our total need and dependence upon you. Would you lift us up? And now we want to pray specifically for the Keims. Thank you for them giving themselves so that others can flourish as well. We pray for their ministry with the at-risk boys. Lord, we have no idea what their trauma is, but we know that it's not ultimately in your plan, Lord. And so would you come, and would you make their family strong? Would you give them good life skills? Would you set them on a trajectory to love and serve you and to be blessed as they live in a world that is still so marred by the effects of sin? Holy Spirit, would you intercede on our behalf when our prayers seem so incomplete? We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.